from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico State Police continue their investigation into an accident on US 285 just south of Artesia around 12 noon on Monday. Artesia Police Commander Lindau Smith said that police assisted state police with the accident. He also reports that one person was flown to a nearby trauma center. A press release on the accident is pending from state police. 27-year-old Joseph L. Vallejos of Roswell was arrested and charged by Roswell police with one count of involuntary manslaughter, tampering with evidence and firearms or destructive devices, a receipt and transportation or possession by a felon. Vallejos is alleged to have shot 25-year-old Brandon Patterson shortly before midnight Friday at an apartment at the Rain Tree apartment complex at 1200 West McGaffey. That particular shooting was one in three unrelated shootings that occurred over the weekend in Roswell, in that McGaffey area. I asked Roswell Police Department spokesperson Todd Wildermuth whether that's a troubling area regarding shootings.
And that their locations are just a coincidence that they all occurred there that night, but they are all unrelated to each other.
Roswell police continue their investigation into the other shootings. According to the Hobbs News Sun, 37 cases of the COVID-19 have been reported at the Lee County Correctional Center in Hobbs. As of last Wednesday, the facility had reported 19 total cases of the coronavirus, but by Saturday, the number of cases had nearly doubled to 37, that according to a news release from the governor's office. Officials at the privately run prison reported that no inmates are hospitalized or showing symptoms of the virus as of Monday. State police are investigating an incident in Lincoln County where a person was killed, that according to a press release from the village of Ruidoso. The incident occurred in the Upper Canyon in Ruidoso around 8:30 Monday morning. The identity of the deceased has not been released. In charge of the news for Ruidoso in Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.